friends who go to the same school, live together, live in the same neighborhood, while the deaf people live far away from this, go to the school. Maybe it's 2 hours to drive there or something. And they have a lot of friends that live far away, so the deaf club is always the best place to meet for gathering. So all drive to one place and get together.
I was astonished personally when we began to plan this festival section here on the deaf community. Almost as soon as the idea had been expressed, people knew it all over the country. And we began getting calls, you know, from San Francisco, from Chicago, all over the place. Letters just flowed in before there had been any press releases. I think you're getting an idea why, right? Basketball tournaments, baseball clubs, schools, newsletters, all of that. I wonder if we could give people an idea here, people who don't already know, of the kind of entertainment that deaf members of clubs plan for themselves, of the kinds of things that go on perhaps on special occasions in the deaf club. Would one of you like to talk about that, Lily?
Well, we do have some events like on Fridays, Saturdays, like we have caption films, bless caption films. Where you can read the subtitles in the Deaf Club on Fridays and Sundays. Here, Metropolitan Washington Club has that. And also, we're fortunate to get the films free through the government. We get these films and show them at home in groups, as well as at the club or at church, schools, colleges, and so on. And now, since we have the decoder for television, we have, and news is captioned, we can keep up with that. And we have entertainment, plays. Gallaudet College always has plays, and the deaf go to that. We do have our own culture, many interests that going on now. Museums have interpreters. And one thing I want to share with you is about our play. We do develop our own plays related to deaf life or deaf and hearing together. We have a play that's called A Play of Our Own, written a few years ago, written by a deaf person. And for the past year, we've had Tales of a Club Room. And that's stories gathered together from different deaf communities and put into one play. All the characters represent different characters from the club life. And the deaf response is very good.
I have to mention, because Lily is too modest to mention it, that she's acted in that play. Could you tell us a story?
And Bill, too.
Bill, too, excuse
me. And Tom,
me.
Too.
You, too. Oh. Oh, I haven't seen all of you. Excuse
he was the
me.
Oralist. Okay. Tom was the oralist.
That's right. I forgot that. I wanted to ask Bill if he might show us one kind of entertainment that you might see in a deaf club in performance. Would you like to show us one kind of story, either the or an A to Z story? Can you explain it first?
Okay. I think I'll try one with, one through 25, then a story told with the numbers 1 through 25. Use the numbers and tell the story with the numbers, adapting them to signs. 1, 2, 3, 4, crazy. 5, stubborn. 6, nothing. 7, I'll look you over. 8, terrible, I've been explaining to you. 9, 10 times, you don't understand. 11, 12, chew on it a while. 13, spit it out. 14, feeble. 15, so what? 16, pick my nose. 17, I hate you. Oh, I guess it was 18. 19, the year, oh, that's nothing. 20, you chicken. 20, 21, shoot the gun. 22, that's obvious. 23, swear. 24, 24 comes a group with a dead two for the legs of the dead body. 25, feel sorry for him. I hate Tony, I hate that. You should show the numbers.
You should show the numbers for the hearing people.
Okay, first notice that every time I sign something, I sign it with in the order of the numbers. Okay, I'll give you an example of 1 to 5. You can copy me, fine, doesn't matter to me. But if you mean with what? No bad intention, I guess. 1 is you. 2, stupid. That's the sign for stupid. 3, that can also be the sign for lousy. There's 4, ridiculous. 5, stubborn is the sign. 5, and we see, is it, you see how it is easy? Yeah? Okay. Now, the golf one, you want to try that one?
Okay, fine. Bill, do you want an interpreting for that? Maybe just a few ideas, if it's necessary?
Can you? He's asking me, yeah. I'll describe a little bit. We don't have to have voicing. After that, you can ask me, and I'll explain a few things, okay? I'll try that. First, let me explain that I would personify... You people make me nervous. Personify a golf ball. Golf ball, you know. Here, that's me, golf ball. And now, to start. Yep. Oh, no. Where do we start? Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. How many of the people on the platform, how many deaf people in our audience have seen performances of this nature? Does anyone else out there have one you'd like to share? We'd love to have you come up and share one. Okay, this is an open stage if you've got a story like that. Huh? Is this an alphabet story? Is it fast? Or? Yes. Fine. Well, then what I will do is I'll ask the interpreter to watch the first time. And the second time, we'll ask her to give the concepts, and I'll say the letters so we can give a simultaneous presentation, okay?
Car race.
Yeah, it's car race, oh.
I see a lot of people out there didn't quite catch that. Perhaps we could just explain for the hearing audience what was going on, and then if you would mind going through it again, I think more people will catch on. It's a good learning experience. In American Sign Language, there is a way to borrow English words or words from other languages, and it's represented on the wall here, or on the edge of the tent, going around with the fingerspelled alphabet. Some of the shapes of the hand shapes of the alphabet are the same hand shapes as hand shapes that are used as parts of signs in sign language. Some others of the hand shapes are never really used in sign language, but you can bend them a little bit. And one kind of folklore in the deaf community that we have nothing equivalent to in the hearing community uses the alphabet or uses the numbers in sequence, as you saw with Bill before, and takes those hand shapes and turns them into a signed story. And that's what our visitor here was doing. Would you tell us your name?
Jim Hines.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. That's what Jim was doing. He told you a story about a drag race. We're going to go through it again, and I will say the letters as they appear on his hands, and surely our interpreter will give you a quick idea of the concepts that he's communicating with those hand shapes as he goes through it. Okay.
A. A. Good luck.
A. B.
B. B, nope. Holding the steering wheel. No.
A. Sorry.
Whoops, another version, I guess. A, good luck. B, the train cars come in. C, the tires. E, it screeches. E, F, stand for eyes looking over. G, takes off. H, I beat him. I, you know, ego. The other guy's jealous, J. He's a king, K. L, big-headed, arrogant, whatever. M, he's got money. N, he looks back on experience. O, he has a cigar, you know, class. P, I give him permission for another man to drive his car. Q, he starts the motor. R, he's ready. S, holding the steering wheel. T, time out. Looks at another car. Okay, looking at another car. W starts worrying. He says, X, hold it a minute. Hold it. He says, Y. That's a letter Y. And then Z, no. No way.
Thank you very much.
I want to share with you, when you did that, that reminded me of a really good actor in the Taming of the Shrew for Gallaudet College. You were that. Do you remember that play? You were... Oh, Cyrano de Bergerac he was in the play. Very good.
We have actors all over the place. Is there anyone else in the audience who would like either to ask a question or to share a story? Anything you'd like to know about deaf social traditions? Okay, well, let's move on to something else then. I'd like to pass on a question that people have come up and asked me fairly frequently during the festival, and hearing friends even before the festival, and it's this. It has a little bit to do with deaf social clubs. Now, a friend put it to me this way. She said, well, if I admire French culture and French stories and so on, and I want to get to know that culture, what I do is I take a couple of classes in French, and then if I can scrape up the money, I go to France. And that's fine. I immerse myself in the culture. I don't feel bad about it. It seems natural. But if I admire deaf culture and deaf creativity, and I go take a couple of courses in sign language, then where do I go? What do I do? How do I feel not awkward in that situation, trying to get to know the deaf community? And I wonder if some of our panelists or some people in our audience, too, would like to comment on that. Tom?
I was never in the deaf community until about 7 years ago. That time, I didn't know sign language. And I decided to try and see what I can do for myself in the deaf community. To learn sign language, not just say, with the deaf people. For a long time, when I'm my first thesis, in the deaf community with Debbie. She introduced me into the deaf community. A lot of advice. I learned how to sign by picking them up. By participating in heaven, I signed the social club for a while before I became so busy. And for people who are interested in becoming involved, to take sign language courses. But that's not the end of it. You have to participate in social events, go to meetings, go to clubs, and interact with other deaf people.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to add to that? Barbara?
Everybody's raising their hands.
I'm good. I'll give everyone a turn.
My turn and your turn.
Equal time.
We'll all have turns, okay. I teach a sign language class, an ASL class, American Sign Language class at Maryland. It's not easy to tell people, students who are learning sign language and beginning that it's easy to interact with deaf people. You know, where they find things. There are some places where hearing people can learn and practice their skills in sign language. like going to plays where hearing people are permitted to go, like plays are good for hearing people to good places to meet hearing deaf people. And I encourage my students to go there during the semester, during see at least one play during a semester. And students come back and share a lot of their experiences with us, and they really are impressed. Like, this play is uses sign language, but is also offers readers so that hearing people won't get lost in the play. That's one example.
Thanks. That's a good idea. Debbie, want to offer an idea?
I think I'm off the track. If so, tell me to sit down. Damn, two things came up in my mind. Are interesting. You know, deaf people are very, what's the word for it? Help me. Very, use a lot of gestures. Thank you. Expressive. Through their facial expressions, their hand movements, and so on. And we have workshops on nonverbal communication, and it's a fantastic way to start your, get your foot in the deaf world, because we use a lot of expression there. I want to tell you a story, may I? I went to Europe, and you know, Italian people, any Italians here? Are also very expressive. And I went to Europe as a Gallaudet College student. But there are about six of us deaf students from the college with our hearing art history teacher who practiced her Italian before going to Italy. So she could interpret for us. Guess what happened? She became lost in the process and found that she couldn't speak Italian as well as she thought. And she kept saying to us, ask for our help. So we got along beautifully with them. Why? Yeah, we just did this, gestures. And from then on, we became her interpreter instead. I have one more thing. Oh, that's good. Real fine, yeah. I've thought about other activities that people can get involved in. Past weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I just arrived from camping at Lake Anna. There are about 40 hearing people there. Most of them are beginners in learning sign language. When they went there, wait, let me say first that the name of the group is Blitzers. Total immersion experience, turning off the voice from the time you arrive there. You cannot use your voice at all. You arrive, meet the people, start talking and signing, fingerspelling, learning, and it really helps them to concentrate on the signing, the body movements, the language, the facial expressions, everything. Friday and Saturday, we have a number of activities to do all day. And last night, we had a fantastic time around the campfire, frolics, different people doing plays, songs, jokes, and so on. And on Sunday morning, when we were finished, we had a sound off, people in a circle discussing things. And all that time, the people there thought that I was hearing, I found out. Was interesting, but they learned a lot of signs. So I think that in the future, when you hear about Blitzers, I recommend you to join it and have fun.
Do you have an address or? We have. Okay, good.
Yes.
Would you like to tell people?
Yeah, now?
Yeah, sure.
The people, the really lovely people responsible for this plan, the names are David Pryor. There's no organization, it's just his name. Northern Virginia RID, Registry of Interpreters for the Deaf. Should I just give the address?
That's fine. We can look.
Do you have paper and pencil ready? I mean,
Bill. I think with that information, they can find it in the telephone book. Okay?
Yeah, okay, fine.
The Northern Virginia Registry of Interpreters for the Deaf, right?
Right,
okay,
yes.
Okay, thanks a lot. And the other nonverbal course that Debbie mentioned, that's at Gallaudet, right? That's at Gallaudet College here in Washington, D.C. All
right. Oh, yes. It's at Gallaudet College.
That's every Wednesday night. At the Pryor's House every Wednesday night at the Pryor's House, where this is David and Susie Pryor, and they're with the Northern Virginia RID? Okay, fine.
It's in the telephone book. You can go every Wednesday night. It's a great experience.
A social evening every Wednesday night for deaf and hearing alike. That's another thing you can find out about. Okay, today I gave Lily the first word today, and I'm going to give her the last word today, and then we'll close this workshop. It's your lucky day.
This is Zulay Sign Language. Sign language, okay. I've been teaching sign language at Gallaudet, and many students in my class are always asking me the same questions. Where can I practice? Where can I learn signs? Where can I go on? Sign language classes are the answer. And also you must associate with deaf people. And they say, okay, fine, where? Well, I won't recommend places. I tell them, go to the Rathskeller. That's, you know, famous eating place at Gallaudet, because many people have their own places to drink, and the hearing people come in and stare like it's a zoo. And so I don't recommend that. If I go myself and the hearing students come with me and drink and talk to each other, that's okay. But I don't recommend a hearing person themselves going in. Deaf people don't enjoy that. At deaf clubs, they sometimes feel that way too. Sometimes they have a big heart and they enjoy talking with the hearing person, and they'll slow down and have patience and so on. But other people want to do their own thing and don't want to be bothered that time. So what I recommend is to associate with deaf people is going to their home, going to churches, volunteering for something. If there are deaf people working at your place, fine, practice with them, meet them on one-to-one. Don't go to a place where deaf people are gathered. I think that's a sensitive situation. What? Okay, thanks, yeah. Most of the time when hearing people go to take a sign language class, they start to realize, oh, I know how to fingerspell. I don't need an interpreter. I know what it's like to be deaf. No, you have to associate with, you have to know, if you just know how to sign and fingerspell, that's not enough to be an interpreter. You have to know the community. You have to know ASL, you know different ways of signing. Like, for example, one word, people use different words, run. There's run, meaning I run to a place, I move physically. The water is running. There's a run in my stocking. My nose is running. I run for office. I run for president. It's one word, but it has many different signs for that. So you have to practice many years to understand what it's like to be deaf. Many deaf people say, you have to be deaf to understand, so perhaps one suggestion is, why don't you try to turn off the television, what do you call it, volume? See if you can follow the show. I don't know.
Thank you very much. Good ideas. Okay, we're going to have to bring this workshop to a close, although it has again seemed short. Before I make some announcements, though, I'd like to have you all help me thank our participants today.
Lily says, thank you for giving us the opportunity.
It wasn't hard. And thank our interpreters. It's very unprofessional to embarrass interpreters. My announcements are these. First of all, the next program in this tent will begin at 3 o'clock in 10 minutes. And this will be a presentation by a very special person, a deaf poet and actress, Ella Mae Lentz. She'll be giving a presentation called American Sign Language, Its People and Its Beauty. It'll be in part a lecture, in large part a presentation of her own and other deaf people's poetry and other creations. In our other tent right now, we're demonstrating the TTY, the teletypewriter that deaf people use to communicate on the telephone that was mentioned earlier here, and also some old-fashioned devices for waking up in the morning and answering the door from the times before electricity was widely used. For our deaf visitors, one very important announcement. We want very much to collect your stories, whether they're ABC stories, like the one that Jim showed, whether they're mime routines like Bill's, whether they're simply stories of your life in school, your growing up, how you communicated with your family, your friends, games you played. We're interested because Gallaudet College and the Smithsonian Institution are beginning archives of deaf culture and deaf folklore. And we have a videotape crew from Gallaudet here today, and they would like it very much if you would go over to that blue and white tent, introduce yourself to them, and volunteer to tell your stories for our cameras. And then if you get a new idea later on, come on back and volunteer as many times as you have ideas.
Barbara wants to say something.
Excuse me. Yes, join us.
You must see Ella's presentation, ASL. It's a must. It's very
I
good.
Agree.
I think it'll be worth your time.
Right. Thank you all again. For hearing people, our introductory sign language lesson today will be at 4:45 if you'd like to try it.